Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time RTE.
Now, you're welcome back to Drive Time. You'll be well aware of this because it's something we've discussed on this programme before. The concern continues to grow about the proliferation of data centres across Ireland and their enormous consumption of water and electricity. There are 70 such data centres in the state currently. Another 8 are under construction, and indeed many more are planned. Well, last week we reported on one controversial proposal in Clare. Today we're hearing about a high court challenge against another planned data centre, this time in County Meath. Cloud Infrastructure Ireland is a new IBEC trade association founded last month, representing three companies, Amazon, Google and Microsoft, which are responsible for about half of all data centres here in Ireland. Its director, Michael McCarthy, joins me now. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
So Cloud Infrastructure Ireland, an IBEC trade association, it represents Amazon, Google and Microsoft. It's only founded last month then?
That's correct. So Cloud Infrastructure Ireland began its journey last month when I was appointed director. And we represent, as you've quite rightly pointed out, three large operators of hyperscale data centres in Ireland. And our function is to, I suppose, represent the industry voice across government and the other significant stakeholders, and to engage with people in the media like yourself.
Okay, so part of the industry voice. Anyway, these are huge multinational companies that are located here. Yeah, you'll be well placed then to tell me, why does Ireland need so many data centres, Michael?
Well, we have a very strong, robust economy traditionally in terms of foreign direct investment, Cormac. And it's, I think, one of the drivers behind that economy has been a policy landscape that has attracted, you know, big kind of well-established names across the digital sector. And therefore, when those companies come to Ireland and they're established here, and once they employ thousands of people and they get established and the figures around the employment and the investment speak for themselves, it is really, really important that we have a policy landscape that reflects that.
That's corporate gobbledygook. I still don't understand why we have to have so many data centres. We probably have Ireland's share of data centres, the UK's share of data centres, France's share of data centres, and so on, all in Ireland. Why don't we share the spoils of data centres across Europe more fairly?
But the people who are charged, and primarily the Department of Enterprise and Trade and the FDI, this is the basis on which we attract foreign direct investment. So the manner, for example, Cormac, in which we're conducting the interview is because of the technology associated with data centres. They're well established in Ireland. They're going to expand. And we want to see a policy framework that reflects that.
So this is the basis for the FDI in Ireland. So you're saying that the IDA goes out and says, come on, let's have your investment in Ireland. Of course you can build your data centres here. Is that it?
Well, to attract foreign direct investment and to bring jobs and investment to Ireland, you are going to need not just data centres, you're going to need the services and the facilities around those in order to be able to attract employment. Now, if you look, for example, since the pandemic last year, data centres primarily have allowed us to effectively work from home, to educate our children, to book tickets, to order groceries. All of that, from emailing and texting, is because of that technology. So it's a very, very strong basis in the economy. And it is an area that is going to expand and is providing crucial jobs and investment. And there can be no doubt whatsoever about that.
Yeah, but the point is that we have more than our fair share. And they can email for those tickets in France as well on the back of the data centres in Ireland. The problem we have, Michael, is that by 2030, it's reckoned that 30% of all the electricity we produce in Ireland will be used only by data centres. I mean, surely that's not sustainable at all when we're being warned by the regulator here of rolling blackouts in the years ahead because we don't have enough energy.
Well, the reality of the matter is quite different. They are going to expand. About that, there is no doubt. But there are other organs of the state, Cormac, who are making the same argument, for example, that I will make. Let it be, for example, the comments by the Taoiseach this morning in the Irish Times, where he has outlined very strong support for data centres. And it is absolutely crucial that we advance that policy directive from his department and also reflect on the submissions, for example, from IDA Ireland.
But he's talking alongside a vast increase in the renewable energy programme.
Yes, but the point he essentially makes, and it's a point made by others involved in the renewables family, the pace at which Ireland as a government or as a state are deploying renewable energy has slowed down incredibly in recent times. Now, I'll give you a small example of that. The mechanism by which you bring about more renewable energy is called RES, the Renewable Electricity Support Scheme. And last year, the Eamon Ryan's department ran an auction to procure renewable energy and gave a commitment to run that auction every year for 5 years. Now, the second auction was to be held in late July or early August, but that hasn't happened. It has been delayed into the far end of next year. So therefore, the mechanism by which you procure more renewable energy has been delayed, and that's a direct failing on part of the state.
But should we slow down the amount of data centres that we're building then? Because we already have, how many did I say, 70? How many of those 70 data centres that we have? We have more on the go as well in the pipeline, 8 on the pipeline. So let's leave the 8 aside. How many of the 70 data centres, Michael, are directly related to Amazon, Google and Microsoft, your clients?
So you're dead right. There's about 70 data centres as we currently speak in Ireland. They've connected assets on or about 900 megawatts. I represent hyperscalers, not all of them, but at least three of them who use 75% of that. And then there are smaller data centres and they use the balance, which is about 25%. But crucially, the important point is this. In terms of...
So over 50% of the data centres are used by Amazon, Google and Microsoft.
And others. There are others.
Oh, my goodness.
Cloud Infrastructure Ireland,
50 data centres up and down the country. So let me get this now. 50 data centres up and down the country are used by three massive multinational companies. And that diminishes or will diminish our energy capacity by 30% by 2030. So how much will they pay us for that energy consumption, I wonder?
Right. So if nothing is done, and that's not a policy anyone advocates, that possibly would remain the case. However, if government hold the second of their five auctions, sooner rather than later, you address the security supply issue. Now, crucially, my members have procured privately through what's called corporate PPAs, power purchase agreements, about 450 megawatts of clean, green electricity. And you can't ignore the wider industrial policy attached to energy policy in Ireland. I mean, for example, data centres in terms of their construction and development over the last number of years have injected on or about 7 billion euro in that. And there are about 20,000 jobs that follow from that. But if you look at the IDEA submission, for example, Martin Shanahan's comments in relation to the regulator's recent consultation, he will argue, for example, that you're talking about 140,000 jobs in the wider IT service sector.
Yeah, but that's not wrapped up in the...
value added 52 billion euro.
You can't conflate the jobs with simply the data centres. And they're not sold simply... They don't come as a package. They could be sold separately as well, Michael. And, well, you know that. So you're telling me that the data centres of the clients that you represent, Amazon, Google and Microsoft, that they suck up a vast amounts of the electricity and vast amounts of the water that is in supply for Ireland generally. And also they have legitimate tax avoidance programs that people, politicians on the left give out about. And yet they don't contribute to the energy crisis or solving the energy crisis that we have in the country. Surely that's not sustainable.
There's a number of issues in terms of where we're currently at with security of supply. I mean, for example, Cormac, the decarbonisation of the transport sector is a critical issue in terms of energy use. The growing tech economy is another significant factor, and the electrification of home heating. Now, also the amount of energies that data centres use is also a factor in that mix. But the reality of the matter is this, there are failings on part of the state to sufficiently invest in terms of grid, acquiring more renewable energy to fight that kind of security supply issue. And Cloud Infrastructure Ireland and our members want to work with, collaboratively with AirGrid, ESB Networks, the government departments to address those very significant issues.
Okay. Well, before I let you go, I think I know that voice, don't I?
Yes, you do. We
you're
often
debate. You're a former Labour TD, aren't you?
That's correct.
My God, did you have to swallow hard before you represented Amazon, Google and Microsoft, Michael?
No, I didn't. I swallowed hard many's the knife when I went into the Late Debate studio with yourself, Cormac. And I can say this from my experience, having been chair of the Environment Committee when I was a Dáil deputy, when we crossed swords in the past, it has really complemented the current role in terms of navigating a policy landscape that reflects the beliefs and the interests of Cloud Infrastructure Ireland.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there. I'm sure we'll talk again. Director of Cloud Infrastructure Ireland, Michael McCarthy, once a Labour TD, but now representing Cloud Infrastructure Ireland. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.